people in the queue, but you have people jump in that queue, wasn't even in the queue, getting exemptions to come home. And is it true that the daughter of the prime minister, when granted the exemptions, I'm asking, did she also bring 8 friends with her? Is it that 8 other persons were granted exemptions? And who are they? Are they nationals? Were they in the queue? Did they come at the same time? And then you have Faris. His son left, granted exemption to leave, an exemption to come back. So what is your policy? You have stranded nationals, man, out there, people begging to come home, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. People begging to come home for funerals of their loved ones. People begging to come home because they have sick relatives. They're not in the queue, but people getting to come home for Christmas. People getting to leave, that PS leave on the 19th, come back on the 30th to spend Christmas with his family. And you want to tell me that this is policy. This is what you are practicing. This is outright, not just discrimination, it's a violation of the human rights of the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago.